When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Shop Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Back here on Old School, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Kent State's up on Wyoming 24-21 in the Idaho Potato Bowl. 11 minutes left in the
famous.
Third.
I bet you there's some good French fries they got up there, though.
Oh, yeah, they dumped French fries on the coach. Did
y'all see in the Duke's Mayo Bowl, they're going to dump a thing of mayo?
Yeah, both coaches said they were okay with it.
I wouldn't be okay with that.
That's disgusting.
They're dumping mayo in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Yeah, I know. Craig Bowl right there, the Fighting Craig Bowl.
That's a pretty sweet jacket.
That is a sweet jacket. It looked like a cold up there, though, right?
Idaho.
For a bowl game?
Well, yeah.
But then nobody has sleeves on it.
Nobody ever wears sleeves.
Of those teams have like they yellow and brown.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
It's.
But like, look at the logo, the famous Idaho Potato.
Oh, he rolled out on it.
Well, that's a touchdown, Wyoming. This is a good game.
The quarterback he's got like two or three touchdowns.
Little 15. Yeah. He's wearing CJ's number. What's up, my guy?
All right, Wyoming takes the lead. LJ Richardson, Bellevue West running back, heading out to Wyoming next season. There,
the Fighting Craig Bowles
and Koa McIntyre.
And Koa McIntyre, who he'll play DB because he's too small to be a quarterback.
You're not too small.
Well, yeah, he's shorter.
Don't be rude.
Either way, all right, let's do this. Tip drill, we got a couple questions here. Tip drill, ask Jay, or I guess me and Rico too, anything you guys want.
It's mostly directed at Jay.
Mostly directed at Jay because we already did the tip jar earlier. all right, here we go. Jay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Who has the number of hole-in-ones that Jay has hit?
Oh.
And where?
Three.
Where?
No way.
Hillcrest twice and then at Lincoln Country Club.
How far?
Like 170, I think, all of them.
All par threes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at you.
Jay.
One on a par four, my friend, would be a double eagle.
Still a hole-in-one, though. I mean, let's be real.
Look at you.
Jay, hardest
professional
hit,
golfer.
Hardest hit you ever delivered in the NFL?
It's nothing fancy. I mean, those are the hardest one. It was probably the one that, just you really catch them good. I hit Byron Leftwich, and I thought I killed him. And I was hyped that I was.
You were convinced.
I was convinced he was not going to get up. And he got up. Literally, he looked like the Undertaker. I'm telling you, I hit that man with every force I had imaginable in my body. Caught him. I didn't even break stride. When I hit him, I was just like.
Did you blindside him or was
no,
it?
No, it was like on a delayed blitz. And I kind of like snuck around the guard and nobody saw him. And he stood there. And that was back when you could hit him dead underneath their chin.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you see the hit last night with Justin Fields?
Yeah.
When he slid? I didn't think Justin was going to get up.
I hit him, and I look, and you hit him, and he was laid there, and then he took a couple steps, and he got up, and I was like, this man got up from that hit. But the most famous hit is when I hit Michael Pittman, knocked his helmet off. It literally looked like his head blew off his body.
What was
Jay's just decapitated a man.
Did you ever get laid out?
Oh, yeah.
Which one was the worst one? Which one did you get decked?
I will tell you this. So we played Kansas City down in Houston one year, and Tony Richardson, he was a fullback for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
He hit me one time. I thought it was cheap. It was the play. The play was like over, and I was just standing there. I mean, because the Priest Holmes was down.
Yeah.
You know, and it, the whistle hadn't blown. So I was there, and he hit me so hard. Like, I literally, like, it, like he ejected me. You know, like, how they have those, like, videos where you sit on a seat and they push it and you jump.
Ejectocito.
Yeah, ejectocito'd me, right? And, like, blew up my neck and shoulder. It was, like, frozen. But I was, like, telling myself, I got to get up, right? And I'm like, please call a pass play because I couldn't feel anything, right? So, you know, he got me then. And it was, like, they're contemplating, like, whether he was going to retire. And one of his college teammates was a guy named Gary Walker. And Gary Walker was, you know, he was busting my chops. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing it, and back then they had this website called KFFL. That was like where you got the coaching news or whatever. Okay. You get on there and try to find out all the gossip. Mm-hmm. And he didn't retire. I literally told Gary the next day, I said, I am going to kill him next year when in Kansas City. I said, you better tell him I am going to murder him next year. And all off season, I swear to God, every time I went in the weight room, every time I ran, that's all I thought about. And when we played in Kansas City, it was hot as all get out. I murdered Tony Richardson.
He knew it was coming?
Well, I don't think Gary said that. I guess Gary didn't say anything to him before the game, but I guess after the game, he went up to him. He's like, dude, what's up with him? And I literally, every play, like if he was around, I was pushing him and shoving him, and then he ran ISO. I was literally hitting one time and two hand, like I call it donkey punch, where I took with hands like this and run the back of his head. I mean, I was I was trying to kill him because he got me. But that hurt.
What the? Who's the person you're most proud of hitting? Like,
oh, well, I mean, I
or like getting a sack on
Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. I mean, pretty boy Tom.
Yeah,
you know, and Peyton Manning. I seen Tom Brady get hit one time by Nate Clements. I thought he was dead, and homeboy got up and was talking junk, but he was asleep though.
What'd you think of Tom Brady? His little tantrum the other night.
Oh, I've seen those. Throwing a tablet.
I've
seen those all the time.
It's called passion, is what they call it.
I've seen all the time. I've seen guys come to the locker room and like literally beat up a locker. Like literally, you know, you see in the baseball dugout.
Oh yeah.
Just guys, yeah.
Did you ever get to that point?
Oh, I've thrown my helmet a couple of times, like as a frustration, like on the.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guidelines, but nothing like breaking. I mean, we didn't have tablets. We had like where they still brought down the Polaroids. When everybody's like looking and trying to point, like you see this guy, see this, and it's like frame by frame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, on that, we got a text. Favorite Husker tackle? Do you remember one?
We were playing up in Colorado, I think, in 97. Came down to a fourth down play, and I made the tackle before the guy got to the first down. That's sealed the game.
All right.
Any other ones, you know, I don't really know any.
No, it's fine. I'm just asking the questions.
Kelsey is asking kind of a rude question. I'm going to read it anyways. She says, Jay, do you remember when you got laid out by Jay Sims in college, or did he hit you so hard you forgot?
Jay Sims?
That's what she says.
No. That's never happened. I'm sorry, Kelsey. That didn't happen.
So you forgot. He hit you so hard you forgot.
No. Jay Sims is my Jay Sims is my boy. Jay Sims never laid me out.
Okay.
But you know who hit me one time and I chased him for a whole scrimmage? Is one of my best friends, Chevin Wiggins. He got me like on a crackback block.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you're running and they reverse field and he got me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was like, dude, I'm gonna kill you. And I could, for like 2 years I couldn't get a shot on him. For 2 years, I wanted to get him back. I couldn't get him. The other big hit, actually, in college, it was this was back when they had the Daily Nebraskan.
Mm-hmm.
They still got it.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah, they still got it.
I hope they don't bring up this picture anymore. Or they don't find this picture from the archives. So they put in this like kind of like a jailbreak screen. And so that, you know, throw the screen, then they reverse the field. And so I had, instead of getting cut block, I kind of jumped over the cut block. So when I landed – Here was Chris Dishman. That's the picture they got. Jay Foreman horizontal, and there's Dishman. I just was like, I can't buy a break. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do you.
They're just out here trying to embarrass you.
When you try to do too much, you get caught slipping, and I got caught slipping.
You looking it up? I just looked it up. I just put Jay Foreman Daily Nebraskan.
No, it's not on there.
The first article, it says, Bull, no holiday for NU. The writer, Sam McEwen, back in 1999.
Wow.
First sentence, Jay Foreman looked tired.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
Damn, Sam. You really like that, huh?
Come on, man.
I was in the Gaslight District a few nights before that.
Somebody asks, was the Kenny Bell block clean or not clean in 2012, Wisconsin?
Oh, it was clean. It was clean.
All right, Jay, I'm going back up. Since people are slacking, you guys are awful at this. Come on, get better. I'm going up to some of the questions that we had. Jay, would you rather be 5'4 or 7'4?
7'4.
Yeah. Would you rather be 5'4 or 7'4?
7'4.
Okay.
Why would I want to be 5'4?
I know.
I don't know. 7'4, I made the case. I mean, I'm like 5'5, so it's fine. Like, it's just an extra inch, just whatever. 7'4, like, you gotta get down to get into like the lower shelves in your house. You're gonna be hitting your head on all the door frames. You're gonna have special clothes, special shoes. Like it's a hassle. 5'4.
But I'm an NBA top 50 player if I'm doing that.
I mean, if you're athletic, you can be 7'4 and
yeah, there's
still
plenty
be that.
Of those.
How do you feel about pre-owned mattresses?
I don't advise to do it if you can afford it, not to, right?
Okay, I just didn't know.
I just heard it. I mean, I'm sure that's where you get bed bugs and stuff, right?
Nah. Do bed bugs go on the mattress or the sheets?
The mattress.
Oh, okay.
What do you...
And they come up through it, right? And then they just light you up like a Christmas tree.
All right. How young are you?
Greg asked Jay, what's the worst thing you've ever said to an official?
Can't say it on air.
There's one official.
What is the cleanest, worst thing you've ever said to an official?
I don't even really mess with the officials. Well, actually, the basketball dude, I told him there's one.
Yeah. Did you get booted?
Told him he needed to shove that whistle up as you know what. But I feel bad because I probably was just a little bit too much. But football, never won. There was one official. Every time I used to see him, I'd be like, this is kind of like made my blood boil because we were playing the Tennessee Titans. They were going to playoffs if we weren't in Houston. And I was like, man, how do you miss that call? He's like, it don't matter. You guys ain't no good. You ain't going to the playoffs. Literally. literally me and him are arguing on tape when we were watching. I was like, F you. He was like, you talking to me. I was like, yeah, F you. And the play's going on. So Vic Fangio was like, what are you doing? I told him. He's like, all right, well, I understand.
Understandable, yeah.
Oh, okay, so side note there. With linebackers, I just thought about this. Last night, I mean, Justin Fields got laid out of bounds. And an offensive lineman, I think he's a rookie, got in and went into his face and got through a punch, got penalized or whatever.
Oh, Jenkins from Oklahoma.
Yeah. I mean, and then he went over and talked to Nagy. I mean, what's Nagy saying in that? Is it more of a, hey, good job for protecting our quarterback, or we can't have that stupid penalty?
Probably. Matt Nagy's case, he can't have any stupid penalties because
he can't afford anything.
Because they're saying you have a lack of discipline. Now, they've been telling you since, like, training camp and mini camp that you got to protect your quarterback. Mm-hmm. But you got to make sure that you just don't get a penalty.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break. Call now, 402-464-5685.
You guys need to loosen up, man. You guys don't need to be breaking on time. We are here chilling and grilling, man.
No, we're going to continue this after this.
I'm just letting you know. Just relax a little bit, man. You're a good company.
Bro, I'm fine.
You don't got to tell us to relax. We were talking about Bigfoot for an hour.
Oh, then you guys really need to step it up.
We need to tighten up, man.
Yeah. You can't be on sports radio.
We are loose.
Yeah.
All right, well, we talked about volleyball.
You got cartoon reviews pretty soon?
No, we talked about volleyball. We talked about basketball. But basketball's hard to talk about. They're just so bad. We haven't touched on, the quarterback situation or anything with football yet because I feel like we've talked about a lot of it. We can keep going with that, at any point. But, we're trying to have a nice show.
You want us to go to 50?
No, go ahead. We'll go to break.
All right, let's hit the break.
We have 44.
Nick Trivia next. Who does Andy Janovich play for? That's the question. Let us know, 402-464-5685. Call now.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall in love with low prices. all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.